Hey guys, back here with another podcast,
Hoops Hype.
And today we're going to be talking about
the rest of the finals.
So right now, currently, the Warriors are up 1-0 in the series.
Well, let's give a percentage chance for each of us to see which percentage does what team have of winning the finals, in our opinion. I'm going to say Warriors 70, Cavs 30.
I'm saying Warriors 65, Cavs 45.
All right. No, Kaden. I mean, it has to be 35.
55.
60. So, no, Kaden.
Warriors
65.
I mean, Warriors 55, Cavs 45.
That does not make sense. I don't get
well,
this kid.
Well, you want to hear why I think that?
Because of LeBron. And because your favorite team.
No. Yes, but no. Because I think that mainly because the Cavs, if you watched that game last night or watched the highlights or saw the score or saw the box score, you saw that not only was LeBron, he had a great game, 51 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, but he didn't do all the work. And that's what the Cavs need. LeBron said in the press conference that was one of their best games this postseason.
But
because
that's
it was
the thing.
Everybody.
No,
Kevin Love
had 51 points. LeBron had 51 points.
Well,
and then LeBron would have had to have scored 60 for them to have won.
Yes, but.
No, he would have scored.
Never mind. You're wrong on that, but whatever. You can roast him. You can roast him, even though he got that wrong. Because they, I know everyone is thinking they lost. They can't win when LeBron.
Well, they can win.
I know, but they can't win again. They can't beat the Warriors when LeBron has to do all the work. And
that's true.
That's not true. But that's not true. He can beat them in a few games, but he can't beat them in a best-of-seven series. I will admit that.
No,
but
he can beat them in one game.
Yeah.
The Warriors are off. Like,
he can beat them in a few games.
He has to beat them if Steph Curry has
This is why I think the Cavs lost. I know everyone's like, the Cavs can't win. They can't beat the Warriors.
J.R. Smith's fault.
I like J.R. Smith a lot as a player. He's a great guy. But he made a big mistake last night of not knowing the time.
We should have looked at the scoreboard.
Yeah, because there were 3 seconds left. He was taking the ball out and wasting the clock. He thought they were up. That's what I heard. So that was a big mistake on JR's part. So personally, I know that the Cavs can beat the Warriors.
They just couldn't hold it together in overtime.
They've came back from a 3-1 deficit against the Warriors when the Warriors were amazing in 2015-16.
But that's because
I know the Cavs did have Kyrie. That was a big part. I still don't know why Kyrie left, but that's off topic.
There's a YouTube video, you can look it up, it tells you. I didn't watch it yet, but it tells you why Kyrie left. He revealed the truth on First Take.
So back to the finals though. Let's go back. So the Cavs beat the Warriors when they only had 9 losses in 2015-16 and Klay Thompson Steph Curry averaged 30-plus points per game and got the MVP.
I know who won that series, though. It wasn't LeBron. It was Tyronn Lue. And if Tyronn Lue coaches very well, because I know he can, how they win. Tyronn Lue is the biggest part of this series. Tyronn Lue has to coach well for the Cavs to win this series.
Because the Cavs, they have a great team.
Tyronn Lue has to coach them to it.
And they're playing great. Tyronn Lue just has to take another big step and take a risk.
He has to get them scoring. You know why? You know, the only reason the Cavs haven't swept through most of the playoff series is, like, last season, where LeBron only lost one playoff game until he got to the finals. Well, the thing is, Tyronn Lue had more offense with them. Tyronn Lue had Kyrie, he had LeBron, but they have to improve their offense because the Cavs' defense, you gotta admit, it sucks.
No, well,
it's pretty bad. It's bad defense.
Well, that's only because I know the Cavs can play great defense.
They can play great defense, they don't do it.
They just don't
do it. Their defense most of the time sucks, so.
But that once they get
streaky,
but then
you know, the spark plug.
But the Cavs have the advantage.
Once they get a spark,
the Cavs have the advantage.
Then they can, they can play amazing defense.
But the Cavs have an advantage in this game because two reasons. They have LeBron, and they get a...
Not next game.
Oh, never mind. But
I don't have it.
Next game, after it's going to be a good game. I'm telling you, Sunday, that's going to be a good... That game, I can tell you, guarantee one thing. And if I'm wrong, you can roast us. But this, I'm guaranteeing that game, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a less than 20-point game.
I don't think it'll be 20 points, but yeah.
I think that game's gonna go down to the wire, and maybe...
I don't think it'll be 20 points. I think it'll be like 10 or 15.
Yeah, I think that game's gonna go down to the wire, and whoever wins wants it more. That's what it's gonna go to, right?
No.
Because
I'm gonna go Warriors win about 10 points.
Yeah, but I'm not saying who's winning, because that would just be wrong. But not wrong. But,
well, it
but I'm just saying
the ball. Let's see something real quick. So we already know. Like, so let's each say, if Cavs get the ball, who do you go to? LeBron, right?
What is this? 10 seconds left.
10 seconds.
Tie game. Tie game.
Tie. 10 seconds left. Down one. Tie game. Down two. Down three. Within 3 points.
All right, and
who do you go to?
LeBron.
And then for the Warriors, this is gonna be a tough one. Who do you go to?
KD.
I gotta admit, I'll go to Steph.
I gotta go to KD. KD, I know Steph. Steph is better by a lot. Not a lot, but Steph is definitely better at threes than KD. But
he's
Yeah. But I feel KD can hit it.
He's one of the most clutch players in the league.
Yes, exactly. But KD is just
more clutch.
I'm giving the ball to KD because if they're down by 2 or 3, I mean not 3, but 2 or 1, then I would give it to KD.
Well, if they're down by 2 and then you want to shoot a 3, go to Steph. Curry's more unstoppable inside the arc.
Give the ball to KD any scenario with 10 seconds left, because if any scenario, if you're down 3, 2, or 1, because KD can shoot the 3. He has a 3 ball. He can splash 3s. He can
But it KD depends on that is kind of game.
He's a 7-footer. KD
so
can
get the shadow.
Just wait. KD can drive in and post somebody up if he wants to. He can drive in and posterize someone. That's why I'll give it to KD, because Steph, he can finish, but he just doesn't have the power if the Cavs are stepping up trapping him. If they're trapping him,
then give it to KD.
Yeah, because Steph cannot. He doesn't have the strength like KD or Draymond.
I agree with you there. If people are double teaming KD, give it to Steph. But if people are double teaming Steph, all day, give it to KD. And even if those two guys come over to defend KD, he can get the shot up. He's 7 feet tall.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like KD. I will give it to him in any scenario. Because KD, he can, if he's guarded by someone like George Hill or someone little like Clarkson or J.R.
Corver, well, they're even, not going to do that.
But yeah, I know. Even
they're not, the Cavs won't do that. Cavs
yeah,
aren't
but
stupid.
I'm just saying if or he is, on. If he is, I'm saying that KD can jump and get the shot off over someone, basically almost anyone on that team except a few players like LeBron, Love, and maybe that.
No, they can get it over every player on the team except for LeBron.
Yeah,
well, most of the time LeBron actually, sadly, because LeBron's.
One of the best blockers
most
of all
clutch
time.
Blockers. Not the one of the best.
One of the best blockers in this era.
One of the clutchest blockers ever.
Yeah.
But he's not even close to one of the best blockers of this era.
He's the best blocker on the Cavs. No, second best. But that doesn't matter.
Larry Nance Jr.
Kevin Love. And Larry.
No, Larry Nance.
And Tristan Thompson.
That's fourth best, man.
I'm just saying. So those are the top four. I'm not going to order them. But back to, let's talk about the Warriors. Let's say if it goes to game 7, who do you think will have the biggest game on the Warriors?
KD.
KD, yeah.
Kevin Durant, yeah.
What about LeBron? I mean, what about the Cavs?
Other than LeBron, all right? Because LeBron, we all know what he's going to do.
I'm saying Tristan Thompson, double T.
Other than LeBron?
Double T, maybe Kevin Love, maybe George Hill.
I got to go with Tristan Thompson. Yeah, but George Hill,
he can step it up. He's clutch. He's clutch.
And how come he missed the free throw last night?
He's clutch.
But he didn't miss the missed the free throw, and he's an 80% shooter.
True.
But
let's go back.
You call clutch.
So, let's say if it goes to game 7, who's your pick to win?
I pick Cavs.
Just because.
Game 7?
If it goes to game 7, I'm saying the Cavs.
If it's close to Cavs? Well, actually, honestly, yeah. If it goes to game 7, the Cavs are winning.
I'm not. No, the Cavs won't win. LeBron.
LeBron will win.
Yeah, if
LeBron
it goes to game,
I'm saying in Golden State. So LeBron.
I'm saying their Golden State is gonna go up.
You know that
they're
saying
gonna,
we
Golden
said
State's
in,
gonna be up 3-2, and then game 6 they're gonna be up 3-2. I think the Cavs are gonna win the next two if it goes to game 6. I think LeBron's gonna win the next two.
I think the Cavs have games. I'm going to go, actually, I think the Warriors will win in 6 games.
In 6?
Yeah, 6.
But if it is 3-2.
I think if it's 3-2, though, I don't know if the Cavs will win.
Honestly, this
is a bold statement that I'm saying that, but I think
this is a really
LeBron can't beat the Cavs. I mean, the Warriors.
Well,
he can't
beat
4 All-Stars. Say Kevin Love does what he did last year.
Yeah.
5 points.
Let's just hold up. Right here, let's just go to any other year that LeBron has been in the finals.
Well,
with
LeBron
the Cavs.
Stepped
with
it
the
up.
Cavs. With the
stepped
Cavs.
It up every
so
year.
LeBron this year, last year, and the year before. Let's talk about those 3
but
years.
Here's what
those
I'm
3
say.
Years, you could pick the winner. You could pick who you think would win. This year is different. This year, you think somebody's going to win? But you're not positive, right? This year is one of those years where both teams have a good chance.
Well, that was, this is like, you know, the, you know, the 2010, 2009, 2008 Celtics Warriors. Wait, no, I think this is the 2010 and the 2008, because I don't know if the Celtics and the Lakers played that year.
All right.
But so let's say 2010, 2008. You didn't know either year who would win. Because both teams are even. The only thing you could go by was the record. Or if you thought, you know, Kobe was a winner, Paul Pierce was a winner, Kevin Garnett was a winner,
Ray Allen was a winner, or whatever you thought. That's how you had to decide. This is getting back to the Celtics-Lakers rivalry.
Yeah, the Cavs-Warriors rivalry this year in the finals and in the playoffs. Not really, but mostly in the finals. It's big because you cannot tell who's going to win, because you can't even really tell if it goes down to the wire in the fourth quarter. You can't even tell if it goes down to the wire in the fourth quarter who's going to win, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I love games like this.
Yes.
I love the clutch team.
I actually think that this is, I think that it's going to come down to a buzzer beater in one of these games, one of the games in the series. I think so.
Well, I think actually the one, I think game 6 will go down to a buzzer beater if there is a game 6.
Yes. I think this series is going to go down to the wire, and this series.
I only think if there's a game 6.
Yeah. This series is just, I'll make a bold prediction right here. I don't care if I'm wrong or I'm right. I'm saying this series is going to be a pretty back and forth series.
I don't agree with that. I think
that. Yeah, that was just a bold prediction.
That's very bold of you.
I didn't even mean to say that, really. Back and forth. So the truth is, I forgot what I was going to say. I'll think about it.
Well, Kaden.
I was going to say.
It's not going to be a back and forth series.
Yeah, Kaden, it's not going to be a back and forth series. It's going to be a down to the wire series.
It's going to be, all right, it's going to be. Okay, they win two, they win two. They win one, they win one. They win two, they win two. You know,
it's going to be a close series.
It's going to be, you know, all right, so you win one, and you win one, and you win one. It's going to be, you know, gets a game.
So I'm being Kenny Smith right now. If the Cavs win, LeBron wins. If the Warriors win, Steph.
No, KD wins.
And KD win. Yeah, KD wins. So it's a rivalry.
Not a rivalry.
Who's better? So
Warriors win.
This is going down to LeBron and KD. Who's better? LeBron. LeBron's better, but KD has a better supporting cast of Steph.
But if LeBron
Thompson
wins,
plus McCaw knows
here.
If LeBron wins, he will get bragging rights.
Rights
and credit.
Kaden,
what?
Well, you know, haven't I already told you guys that the best player of all time is real? Kaden, if LeBron...
You think KD's better than LeBron?
No, I know. I never said that. I said,
okay,
if LeBron wins this series...
He'll get a lot of bragging rights, and
has secured the best player ever.
Yeah.
Because
he has carried this team...
So far,
Kevin Love hasn't even played.
He scored 18 points and 9 rebounds.
And Kevin Love hasn't had the best postseason. And LeBron, just think about LeBron, how he's carried this team to the finals even.
I can't believe he's even not scored 40 points every game this playoffs. That, to me, is bad for him.
Yes.
Honestly, if he really wanted to, he could score 40 points every game this playoffs.
Yeah, LeBron, he's just...
Not that I'm on the side with all those LeBron braggers.
Yeah, like
KD braggers.
Yeah. But if LeBron wins this year, it's just amazing. Just, you have to think. You have to just sit down and think
LeBron's,
about it.
If you say LeBron's not good,
you
something
have
wrong with your brain.
Yes.
Or mental.
Just, I understand if you... Or like a Warriors fan, and you're like, I hate LeBron. I understand that, but you can't say he sucks. Maybe he sucks at art, but you can't say he sucks at basketball.
Did you see that NFL thing on NFL.com? You guys should go to that. It says NFL rookies try to draw art, and they try to draw their team's logo, and it's hilarious because they suck at art. You got it.
Yeah. So, guys, right here,
Falcon
you can
looks like a scribble scrabble with red and black.
You can disagree with me right now, but LeBron, if he does win this series, I think he is the best player of all time. I already think he's the best playoff performer of all time.
Oh, yeah, he's got that.
He's got that. Just, You just, and if there is a playoff, if there was a playoff MVP, he would win it by far this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I honestly think KD will be second. He is so good in the playoff.
Yeah. I think KD, he's a special player.
He's such a smart player. I really like how he plays.
I think KD is like, he's basically a LeBron. He's not as good as LeBron,
He's a LeBron scorer.
Yes, and he's
not a LeBron passer or rebounder, but he's a LeBron scorer.
Yes, because he can hit the three.
And he can block shots better than LeBron. He's a better, honestly, I can't believe
not
I'm saying
not a chase down blocker.
But he's a better defender than LeBron.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. But here it is. But LeBron's a better getting steals, but that's okay. But here it is. So KD, he has the three ball. He has a better three ball than LeBron. LeBron?
Easily.
Well, they have the same three ball.
LeBron actually attempts more.
Yeah, they have the same three ball, just they don't really attempt much.
KD has a better three ball.
Yeah, but they don't.
Not by far.
No. Because neither one of them attempt that much.
Want me to tell you something that will blow your mind?
Yeah.
You know how James Harden is a great three-point shooter?
Yeah.
Well, he has the same percentage
as LeBron James.
As LeBron for threes.
That is amazing.
Actually, I think LeBron's James Harden would have a higher percentage
if
he attempted less, and LeBron would have a higher percentage if he attempted more. So I think it's the opposite for both of them.
Yeah, LeBron, he's just as good as a three-point shooter. LeBron just, he's such a smart player.
Five straight threes, he shouldn't shoot one again.
He shoots, he tries to shoot out of it.
That's a problem.
LeBron just, maybe he knows.
LeBron will go 0 for 5. But maybe LeBron will go 0 for 4 and then he'll take one more and he'll be satisfied with that. And he'll make it.
And then he will understand. He's such a smart player. He'll understand. He'll take a little break.
He's so unstoppable in the other area. That's what Caden.
And he'll drive
James
it and
Harden
dunk it.
Has the ability to average 40 points if he doesn't shoot any threes, not one three. Because of his layups.
His layups are insane.
He's got the best, no disrespect to Kyrie or anything,
but this
he has
year,
better layups
this year,
than him.
This year.
Yeah, this year.
So, guys, I think we're going to end it here. Thank you so much for listening. Hoopsite signing out with this video.
And by the way, we both think the Warriors are gonna win because of our percentages, right?
Yeah, honestly. Just better. But both teams have a chance. So here it is, guys, signing out. And make sure if we get two or three views on this, at least two, we'll make another one of these after the next game on Sunday. Monday we'll make one. If we get two or three views, but we'll probably make one anyway. So
no, we don't need to get views. We need to show you what we think. Because those fans, we might not have fans, but all you fans out there that really want to hear it, then we're going to show it to you.
We don't care how many you like it. We just care who likes it. No, I mean, what? No, never mind. All right, guys. See ya. Signing out. Hoops hype.
See you next time.
Loving us.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.